Ours to Protect on Midwest Radio, funded by the Commissioner Naman with the television license fee as part of the Sound and Vision Scheme.
This week on Ours to Protect, we headed along to the Green Schools ceremony in County Mayo. Stephen spoke to the students and teachers from Knock National School who were there to collect their sixth green flag, this one for global citizenship.
Now, 2023 marks 25 years of the Green Schools programme, and today in the McWilliam Park Hotel, there's lots of different schools coming here collecting green flags, some collecting their first, but from the crew in Knock National School, they're collecting green flag number 6. And I'm delighted to be joined by a couple of their students and a couple of their teachers, Miss Maura Gorman, Miss Shirley Horkin, and two of the students, Quivine and Rochelle. I'll start with you, Quivine. Tell me, what have your school been up to, and what is this sixth green flag for?
Using one or two paper towels to reduce our waste and our recycling, and we've been bringing our lunches home that we brought in from home, not throwing them in the waste bin, and we've reduced our waste by 30% and our recycling by 37%.
Tell me yourself, Rochelle, what is this sixth green flag for? What's the title for it?
Global citizenship.
What does that entail? I know Quivine was talking about recycling and different things, but is this like the normal recycling, or is this looking at it on a bigger scale?
Like a bigger scale, like fair trade and International Day, and yeah.
We'll go and move on to the Moon Chorley for a moment or two. We'll start with yourself, Miss Gorman. You're the coordinator over this. Have you been coordinator from day one in the Green Schools?
No, this is my first green flag with the school, so it's just started the last 2 years with the green.
And it is a two-year cycle that you'll go about getting this flag. Just tell me the process you have to go through to, I suppose, go about getting another green flag.
So I suppose first thing we did was we looked at our litter and waste, and the children conveyed a survey at the time and see what our litter and waste was like in the school. And our main aim then was to reduce that significantly. It was during COVID, so there was quite a lot of waste at that time in schools, but we did our best at that time to start to reduce that. And then we look at more global issues. So as Rochelle mentioned, we looked at fair trade and maybe trying to purchase more fair trade products when we're shopping with parents or when we ourselves are shopping for the school and the staff.
Tell me, has there been any major action plans been put forward through the school that you're trying to push into the wider community?
Well, the children in sixth class took part in a march around Knock Village to promote the message of reducing our litter and waste. And we also take part in different appeals, like we did the shoe appeal, which, you know, asked children to bring in old shoes that they maybe grew out of and they're sent off to African countries. There was other initiatives that children brought their uniforms when they, you know, again grew out of them but were still in good nick, that they would bring them in and parents could take them when they came to the parent-teacher meetings, that they could be passed on. So there's lots of different initiatives. Also, parents from different countries, we've lots of different cultures in our school, so parents from different cultures were asked to come in to read to the children in their native language, just to integrate and, you know, be inclusive in our school.
For yourself, Ms. Horkin, have you been involved in this for a significant amount of time?
I've been supporting Miss Gorman, myself and Miss Boyle, who's the principal of Knock National School, have worked with Miss Gorman and helped her, I suppose, with the days, the International Day and different events that have happened. So yeah, she has done a wonderful job in leading this project, and we're very grateful to her for the work she's put in. And to the children, the committee, they were absolutely incredible at delivering the message that this Green Schools flag aims to deliver, and it has reached the community, and it has made a huge impact on the attitude of people within the school towards, you know, waste and targeting what is now a global issue.
And I suppose to a new school that mightn't be as familiar with the Green Schools and whatnot, what message would you give to them starting off on their Green Schools journey?
I think, to be honest, it's to start small, start within your school you know, and we're very fortunate in that Miss Gorman has been very, very proactive and worked very well with the children and had regular meetings with the committee. And that's kind of, it's very, very important to continue to the momentum that to build success. So yeah, that would be the best advice I'd say, just to start small and work your way out to the wider community from once you feel you have instilled that message within the school.
Finally, I'll go back to Miss Gorman. This is Green Flag 6. What's the next step for yourselves and Knock National School?
Well, hopefully we'll look at our next Green Flag and we'll start again, and I'm sure the committee are eager to get going again with, you know. But we also continue even during this Green Flag to look back over each one, like, and that we continue, you know, our cycle to school scheme. We continue different initiatives that we started in each Green Flag. So we continue to promote that and moving forward to the next one. We look forward to that.
Ours to Protect on Midwest Radio, funded by the Commissioner Naman, with the television licence fee as part of the Sound and Vision Scheme.